WA&M Newsroom, welcome to Mind Your Business, a podcast dedicated to the stories and the people behind the small businesses that make up Tallahassee, Florida. I'm Tanaya Williams. From what started out as a catering business to now a packed out restaurant in the middle of downtown Tallahassee, Joellen's continues to grow and bring families together with warm meals and a soulful ambiance.
I think for us, we're just family, mm-hmm. you know, and not just family in terms of how we're set up. You know, Joe and I are the owners of the business itself, but our children are here. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're adults, but they've always been here. Yes. And we get told often, you can feel it, you know, when you walk in. Mm-hmm. And I really honestly and truly think that that is what sets us apart. We're not just here working, you know, just to, you know, make money. Yes. This is just who we are. And when you come in here, you feel that. Mm-hmm. And so I really think that that's what makes the difference, that it's not just a job for us.
Co-owner Ms. Teresa Nix describes Joellen's brand to be family-oriented. Starting in 2014, Ms. Teresa and her husband set out to open their own restaurant, and this is when Joellen's was curated. This episode is about Joellen's family atmosphere and quality service, with open discussions about the restaurant's challenges and rewarding moments.
People come in here all the time, and they'll be introduced to me, and they'll, are you Ms. Joellen's? And I'll say, no, my name is Teresa. There really isn't a Joellen's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there are people named Joellen's, but as far as we're concerned, mm-hmm. my husband's name is Joe. His mom, her name was Ellen, and she passed away a few months after we started back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And so when we found this space, or when I found this space, mm-hmm. I was trying to come up with a name for this particular location that was different from Catering with Care or CWC, because those are names that we've used in the past. And Joellen's just, it was just a way to honor her and to bring her, you know, even though she obviously hasn't been here to see any of this, mm-hmm. but it was just a way to have her here.
Ms. Teresa and her husband have always worked as a dynamic package, as him being the cook and her being the operations.
Met my husband in 1983. He was cooking at the hospital, Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then he's also worked at Denny's and IHOP a couple of times. IHOP came back to Tallahassee, and he actually, you know, helped set it up. This was some years ago, but I think that all of that prepared him to be able to, you know, open his own, yeah, restaurant. Now, my background, I have an accounting degree from FAMU, SBI, yes.
Okay.
And,
Even though we're rivals. But
I know, okay. And so all of my work experiences have been in accounting and auditing. Mm-hmm. I have a master's degree from FAMU also in public administration. And years of experience in state and local government, and I realized that all of that I've done throughout the years, I was able to use it here.
The restaurant doesn't only care about customer feedback, but being able to build that connection with those who enter the establishment as well.
The intrinsic value that he gets when he has prepared a meal and people are enjoying it, it really does something for him. Sometimes I'll come out, maybe on a Sunday, for instance, and I'll stand over in that area back there where we roll silverware, and I'll roll silverware. And I had one of my employees, Miss Teresa, you don't need to be rolling silverware. Why are you? I said, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do, because it gives me a chance to be out here, but not out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to hear all the chatter, you know, all the different conversations that are going on. And like I said, that intrinsic value that you get from being able to provide a space where people are able to come and connect, that does far more for us than, you know, of course we, you know, we want to get paid for what we do, but that's not why we do it.
Although Joellen's is a family-run business with about six family members involved, Ms. Teresa mentions the slight challenge of finding reliable help with the restaurant at times.
I think that this is probably challenging for everyone in this particular industry, is just being able to find good, reliable help. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most challenging thing that we faced even when we first started. Mm-hmm. And I guess because we're family, we know that we can always count on each other. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's all said and done and this person doesn't show up, it's just going to be the two of us, yeah. You know, and that's how it's been. You know, there have been many days where it has just been the two of us, but we get it done, yeah.
Just as there are many challenges as an entrepreneur, there are as much rewarding moments as well. Miss Teresa loves the feeling of seeing loyal customers return for a meal, a business meeting, or simply just to enjoy the atmosphere.
When people are here and they're connecting and people come in here routinely, they'll have business meetings here. Mm-hmm. Just all of that collectively, it just really does something. For us, that people, you know, choose us. Yeah. You know, you actually left your house
to enjoy a nice meal.
Knowing that you were coming here. Yeah, you chose us when you could have gone anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you're in the Tallahassee area, Joe Ellen's is a spot for some warm, yummy food, with popular menu items being the catfish and fried chicken, with the chicken and waffle combination being a fan favorite.
Catfish and fried chicken are our two best sellers. Those do very well. And like with the chicken, you know, it's usually like the chicken and waffle combination. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Along with amazing meals, Joe Ellen's is also the first Black-owned business in the Clayman Plaza. Miss Teresa describes their opening as historic and a positive representation in the community.
We would like something more tangible. For our family, for our kids. Mm-hmm. We've always leased the spaces that we've been in, even here. Mm-hmm. And so ownership for us would probably be the next step in terms of having something to leave, you know, a legacy for our children and our grandchildren.
There is a desire for ownership of the property. Miss Teresa and her family's desire for ownership stems from one thing, legacy.
I know in this space where we are here, in Clayman Plaza, we, mm-hmm. you know, it was historical when we came here. Mm-hmm. The first Black-owned business in this area. And so, like I said, I think that representation matters. And I think that it sets a really good example for not just our employees, but the people that actually frequent the restaurant to mm-hmm. see us and to see how, you know, how well things are going for us. Mm-hmm.
Miss Teresa says First Friday, live jazz nights, and a Mother's Day brunch buffet are the next big events to look forward to.
We have a First Friday live jazz night, so that will be coming up next week, I think. Mother's Day would probably be the next big thing that we do in terms of, we'll also have live jazz during that as mm-hmm. well. But that's when we open up our brunch buffet.
For more information on how to patronize this business or support its work, you can visit the website at www.joellens.com and Joe Ellen's social media such as Facebook and Instagram. You can also call 850-999-1779 to book an event or schedule a dinner reservation. Thank you to Miss Teresa for sharing her and her lovely family story. Thank you for listening to WANM FM 90.5 The Flavor. We hope you enjoyed learning about this wonderful Black-owned business. As always, keep it tuned in, keep it fresh, and mind your business. Mind Your Business is a product of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.